Hello, welcome to a very special series of Never Heard That shows. My name is Andrew Mukey. I'm presenting a block of five shows together to celebrate the amazing achievements of the members of the band Talking Heads in the years 1980 to 1981. This is show number one of five. First up is Talking Heads themselves and the track Born Under Punches from their 1980 release Remain in Light. Talking Heads are a very well-known and very successful band from America who formed in 1975 in New York and stayed active until 1991. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002. Drummer Chris France was at the Rhode Island School of Design with vocalist-guitarist David Byrne, and together they formed a band called The Artistics in 1973. Bass player Tina Weymouth was also at the school, was Chris France's partner, and often helped with transportation for that band. When the band folded, the three moved into a shared apartment together. Struggling to find a bass player, France encouraged Weymouth to learn to play bass by playing Suzy Quatro covers. That version of the band played their first gig in June 1975, supporting the Ramones at the legendary CBGB's venue in New York City. In March 1977, the final piece of the puzzle, Jerry Harrison joined on keyboard, guitar, and backing vocals. Success came from the very beginning with the release of the song Psycho Killer from their debut album Talking Heads 77. That song had been written a number of years earlier but caused notoriety as it was first heard in public around the time of a much publicised serial killer. The association with the whole CBGB's ecosystem, which is seen as the birthplace of American punk and included bands like The Ramones, Television, Patti Smith and Blondie, would probably have been enough to have Talking Heads etched in history, but they kept raising the bar. Some have linked the amazing originality and innovation of Remain in Light, their fourth album, as having a great deal to do with the producer Brian Eno. Whilst this is likely true, it is often forgotten that he was also the producer for their second album, More Songs About Building and Food, released in 1978, and their third album, Fear of Music, released in 1979. One can presume that by the time of recording their fourth album together, producer and band knew each other very well. What is certainly worth pointing out is that Remain in Light, released in October 1980, was heavily influenced by the Afrobeat of Nigerian band leader Fela Kuti, whose music Eno had introduced to the band. It explored West African polyrhythms, which means two or more conflicting rhythms, weaving these together with Arabic music from North Africa, disco funk, and found voices. A very impressive album indeed it is. After releasing four albums in barely 4 years, the group went into hiatus and nearly 3 years passed before their next release. Interestingly, Eno moved on from Talking Heads to work with U2 on their spectacularly successful albums of the early to mid-80s. In this break period, each of the band members focused on a solo path and four very impressive albums were released by them in 1981. All of them are extraordinarily original and display musicians at the very top of their game. The next four Never Heard That shows highlight a track from each of those albums. In the meantime, please enjoy Born Under Punches from the 1980 Talking Heads album Remain in Light.